بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، صل على محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سيدنا شرف تعالى الشيخ حضر الحكيم محمد أخطر ساب رحمة الله عليه. The title is میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نہ خدا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نہ خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا، تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا،
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. فرینڈز، a thought that has been crossing my mind recently, that really wallahi Allah is witness, I say this absolutely from the bottom of my heart, that being called up here makes me no better than anybody else. This is the favor of Hazrat Wala, that Hazrat Wala looks at us with his gazes of mercy. Otherwise, wallahi, we are not fit to be sitting in front of you. These are the ashar of a very, very great lover, ardent lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, Hazrat Shah Mulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And really, if you look at it, it is the tarjuma, it is the translation of La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. That undoubtedly there is no strength to do any good, to stay away from any evil, except with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Mera koi nahi aah, tere siwa, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh. What feeling Hazrat must have written these words, eh khuda, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. And besides you, I have got no support. Really, if I want to do something, even if I want to go to the masjid, even if I want to read Quran, whatever actions of good I want to do, I don't have the strength. And oh Allah, when temptations come that turn me away from you, then oh Allah, I don't have the strength. Really, you are my only support. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That person who will put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his hasab, Allah is his support, Allah is his well-wisher, Allah is his guide, Allah is everything for him. So that what is Hazrat Allah is teaching us, that really in life, we have no other support. Outwardly, we may be having friends, we may be having contacts, we may be having access to certain people, etc. But end of the day, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praises are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person got ill, he went to the doctor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that the person got better. It's not the doctor. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took tablets. The tablets did not bring shifa to him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who commanded those tablets and his medicine to be a source of remedy for him. So, oh Allah, in all my affairs, spiritual, physical, material, in every aspect, I have absolutely no support except you. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. Zindagi meri hai, tera zikro lika, aur meri maut hai, tujhse hu main juda. Oh Allah, really, my life are those moments in which I remembered you, in which I made your dhikr, in which I made an effort to come close to you, liqa. I tried to meet you. Those moments, whether it was in the wee hours of the morning, when everybody else was asleep and I sat up and you gave me tawfiq to come to your threshold, Allah, whether it was those moments when you gave me the tawfiq of saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, those moments in which I remembered you, really, that is my life. How many a wali, when he was asked his age, he said, I'm 4 years old, I'm 5 years old, and yet had a grey beard and well into the later stages of life. But he only counted those moments and those months and those weeks in which he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Rahmatullah says, Meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That all those moments when I became unmindful, when ghaflat overpowered me, when I did not come close to you, and I gave in to temptations, and I did things that took me far away from you, then oh Allah, that is really death. That is really, it's not life. Tere bin kyu andhera, andhera hua. Meri dunya ka shams o qamar kya hua. I was flying so high. I had everything going for me. I had a good job, I had a good business, I had a good income, and I was flying in aeroplanes, I was going from place to place. Everything was going good for me. But Allah, you were not in my life. Then how is it that I just felt darkness? There was no contentment of heart. And in today's times, we know that the greatest killer disease is not angina, and is not diabetes, and is not cancer. It is stress, and it is anxiety. So Allah, I had everything outwardly. It seemed that I had, this is what life is all about. But you were not, I didn't have you, I didn't recognize you, you were not in my equation. So how is it? It was just darkness and darkness. Meri dunya ka shams aur qamar kya hua? All those things that I felt was the object of life, when really it didn't bring contentment to my heart. Then what is all this? Without you, there is absolutely no light. It is just darkness and darkness and darkness. Behre tufan, gham hai, mukhalif hawa. Meri kashti ka hai, tu hi bas khuda khuda. Oh Allah, in this world, the journey that we are traversing, passing from birth to death, then everything is against a person. Any direction a person sees, it is only temptation to take us away from you. Mukhalifawa. You see the billboards on the highways, you see the magazines, listen to any news bulletin, you sit and talk at occasions, everybody just talking of things, and it takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything mukhalifawa, all temptations, meri kasti ka hai, tu hi bas na khuda. Oh Allah, only you can be the captain of my ship. Only you can guide me to the right path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Oh Allah, guide us to that straight path. And it is only with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this can happen. That is why we should always be making dua. That Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Oh Allah, become ours. Make us yours. Meri kashti ka hai, tu hi basna khuda. Allah, there is nobody else who can help me out of this doldrum, out of this whirlpool, out of this the storm. It is only you who can guide me towards righteousness. Teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua. And Allah, this is my dua. Now when the sun of your mercy has risen, has come up, now like how when the night falls, it is just darkness and darkness, and then Subah Sadiq comes. And then the time of Fajr comes, and then the sun rises, then it is Ishraq. Now the world is bright, that darkness is gone. Oh Allah is living in that life of darkness. Now the sun of your mercy has risen. Har saza se bari hoge ya na saza. Now all those temptations and all those barriers and all those hurdles of reaching you because of your help and because of your guidance, oh Allah, only with your help and word, with your power, now I am able to cross that path, and now I am able to take strides towards you. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, that if you come to me the span of a hand, I will come to you the span of an arm. And if you come to me walking, I will come to you running. And if you come to me running, so to say, I will come to you flying. So this, O Allah, it is only your mercy. Tere darjaye rahmat ka hai asra. O Allah, now we only have the hope of your mercy. The oceans of your mercy, let it come down upon us in torrents. Varna akhtar hai a'mal se benawa. Hazrat wala rahmatullah ali, a person who has spent his entire life seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his youth till the end, he is saying that a'mal se benawa, I've got nothing to show, I've got no action. Then I'm the carrot or I'm the radish of which farm? I'm absolutely nothing, I'm not even a number. So oh Allah, we only have the hope of your mercy, that you will forgive us. Oh Allah, you will take us from this world at a time when you are happy with us. Oh Allah, you will save us from azab of qabr. You will keep us steadfast on the bridge of sirat. You will enter us into Jannah with an easy reckoning. Hasibna hisabi yaseera. Oh Allah, you will give us water from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Hawza Kawthar. Oh Allah, you will bless us with your didar. You will bless us with the didar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless you to us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد September 17 Hajj is farz when the conditions are found. In the absence of the necessary conditions, Hajj becomes nafal. Like salat, fasting and zakat, Hajj too is of fundamental importance. It is one of the pillars of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is obligatory upon the people to make Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah. It is obligatory on the person who has the means of reaching there. If Hajj has become farz on a person, observance of salat, fasting and zakat will not suffice for salvation. Hajj is a demonstration of love for Allah Ta'ala. The flavor of love which permeates the act of Hajj distinguishes it from other ibadat. Thus those who possess love for Allah Ta'ala will perform Hajj. Even if the love is deficient, it will be strengthened by the engagement in the acts of love which belong to the ibadat of Hajj. Love for Allah Ta'ala established in the heart will solidify one's deen. The presence of love for Allah Ta'ala in the heart establishes one's deen on a firm basis. Hajj is especially beneficial for strengthening one's deen. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making tawaf of Baytullah, to walk between Safa and Marwa, and to pelt stones at the Jamarat, have been ordained for establishing the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Note, an observer might wonder at the wisdom underlying the tawaf, the running and the pelting, but the Muslim should not be concerned about the wisdoms beneath these acts. Render these acts believing them to be the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and that His remembrance will be grounded in the heart by observing these acts. The relationship of the believer with Allah Ta'ala is strengthened, and his love is tested. Without understanding the wisdom of these acts, the mu'min in love with Allah Ta'ala executes them because of the command of Allah Ta'ala. All commands of Allah Ta'ala are carried out because of His love. The acts of Hajj are permeated with love. Love overwhelms intelligence regarding the acts of Hajj. Ittiba, bearing the shoulder, ramal, walking with shoulders swaying in soldier-like fashion. Acts done in Hajj were initiated in the beginning as a display of physical strength when yet the kuffar were ruling over Makkah. However, these practices were retained even after Allah Ta'ala destroyed the power of the kuffar and established Islam over Makkah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu states in this regard, in spite of the causes of these acts no longer existing, we shall not give them up, for we rendered these acts since the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself rendered these acts in Hajjatul Wada, when there was not a single kafir in Makkah. If Hajj was not dominated by the attitude of love, these acts would have been terminated because of already having served their purpose. Once Umar radiallahu anhu kissed the Hajri Aswad and said, I know that you are a stone. You can neither benefit nor harm anyone. If I did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you, I would not have kissed you. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu kissed the stone merely because he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing so. It was the relationship of love with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which motivated him to kiss the Hajri Aswad. And by this statement, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu clarified that the Muslims do not regard Hajri Aswad as an object of worship. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his lips on the Hajri Aswad and for a long while remained in this state crying. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around, he saw Umar radiallahu anhu also crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, this is indeed an occasion of shedding tears. Now this too is a demonstration of love. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when it is a day of Arafah, Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, look at my servants, they have come to me from far off, crying to me in their state of forlornness and worry, while they are wandering around in the heat. I make you witness that I have forgiven them. A few narrations which indicate the nature of love of the acts of Hajj have been mentioned. All acts of Hajj, it will be found, are permeated with the flavor of love. A cursory glance at the various rites of Hajj will make this clear. Wandering in the hills of Muzdalifah and Arafat, shouting and proclaiming Labbaik, wandering about bareheaded, donning two unsewn garments, wearing garments like the dead, refraining from cutting or trimming the hair and nails, not even being allowed to kill lice, running to and fro between Safa and Marwa, making tawaf of the Kaaba, kissing the black stone, glancing with love at the Kaaba, pelting the pillars, sacrificing animals, together with the many prohibitions and restrictions, are all acts which are strongly influenced by the love of Allah Ta'ala. In this ibadat of Hajj, love overwhelms intelligence. The ibadat of Hajj is for those people who are in love with their Creator. However, certain things are waived for women because of the condition of Sharia's consideration of parda. Like the acts of Hajj are permeated with love, so too are the places, that is Makkah Mukarramah and the surrounding areas, where these rites of love are offered. The holy places too play their part in centering the love of Allah Ta'ala in the hearts of the believers who have come to offer their love to their Creator. It is mentioned in the Quran Sharif in Surah Ibrahim that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, while making dua, requested Allah Ta'ala to incline the hearts of people of his progeny who were settled around Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua, and its effect is plainly visible to all Muslims. There is not a single believer whose heart is not attached to the Kaaba. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that if Ibrahim alayhi salam had not specified the heart of some people in his dua, then even the multitudes of Jews and Christians would have gathered at the Kaaba. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam only asked for the hearts of the believers to be inclined to his progeny who settled in the vicinity of the Kaaba, it has become a place of love and honor for only the believers. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu salam, as he left Makkah Mukarramah, he turned around crying and he said, "How pure and beloved a city you are to me. If my people had not expelled me, I would not have left you to live elsewhere." Since every believer has a bond with Nabi alayhi salatu salam, it is only necessary that this love will extend to the city which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves so dearly. Therefore, thus, love for Makkah Mukarramah is the result of the dua of two Nabis, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What has been explained so far is the true, actual and deenic significance of Hajj and the places of Hajj. Besides these deenic significances, there are also some worldly benefits in Hajj, although one's intention and gaze must not be on the worldly advantages. Without even being concerned of the worldly benefits, they are acquired automatically. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us also that whoever fails to perform Hajj in spite of having the means and in spite of there being nothing to prevent him, he may die as a Jew or a Christian. The stern warning applies to those who forego the farz Hajj for no voluntary reason. The harshness of this warning indicates the absolute importance of Hajj. That's why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "Whoever intends to go on Hajj should make haste." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.